It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the Department of Defense has awarded an $80 million grant to Pittsburgh-based American Robotics. The nonprofit venture led by Carnegie Mellon University will receive an additional $173 million from partner organizations. The center is expected to tap into a wave of manufacturing, artificial intelligence, 3D printing, and other emerging technologies to make industrial robots more affordable. An international research team says it has discovered the key to storing computer data without using electricity. It could open the door to the realm of ultra-low power computing memory. The Center for Spintronics at the Korea Institute of Science and Technology conducted the joint research with MIT. The technology uses disturbances in magnetic fields known as spin waves. This week, the Tech Report explores a collaboration between one of the world's largest business service firms and one of the nation's leading research universities. The firm, once known as PricewaterhouseCooper, but now simply known as PwC, has committed $11 million to Carnegie Mellon University to create a new innovation center run by CMU Professor Alessandro Acquista. He says the idea is to partner the interests of PwC clients with researchers at CMU.
For instance, risk management, information security, technological innovations in the space of auditing, monitoring, compliance.
The center officially opened 2 weeks ago, but Acquista says several projects have already been launched. Among them is an effort to improve one of the core PwC services, accounting.
One of the next exciting steps in this area would be trying to use AI, so artificial intelligence in auditing, trying to streamline certain processes.
Acquista says PwC clients have huge sets of accounting data that CMU researchers are anxious to get their hands on as they look to create AI solutions to a task all businesses must complete. PwC Assurance and Innovation Lead Mike Bacala says another area of focus will be the Internet of Things and Do It For Me technologies.
When you look at the proliferation of things like Alexa, the Apple Watch, these devices who are now collecting data and doing things with that data in our daily lives, how do we look at privacy and security around that? How do we look at the different challenges around trust and transparency to try and understand a better way to help organizations face those kind of challenges as they continue to emerge?
Bacala says PwC is hoping to see the first fruits of the three-year partnership in the second quarter of this year, which Acquista says is a much tighter deadline than most university researchers are accustomed.
One of the critical goals for us as a center will be to find the right mix between short-term exploratory projects and much bigger, longer-term, deeper projects.
At the same time, PwC will have to understand that university researchers like to publish their findings. Acquista says that does not mean that the company and its clients cannot benefit from those findings.
In some cases, it could be a first-mover advantage. In other cases, it could be intellectual property associated with the research, which is not incompatible with publishing the research itself.
PwC's Bacala says his firm is on board with publishing that research. He sees PwC's role as helping its clients implement the new solutions. Both sides are hopeful the partnership will be renewed after the three-year commitment expires. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.